Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. This is your host, Brother Elohim, calling you live out of Philadelphia. The topic of the day is economics. What is it and how can poor people get it? Okay. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reading what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the passage of light, and I will get what I want. Okay. So now, you know, I'm a Bible thumper, right? The Bible is a code book, a religious book, all right? We believe that religion is realigning yourself with source energy. What is source energy? Look in the mirror, okay? No matter what you look, where you look, where you see, it's all source energy. Because everything is made up out of that energy coming from the uncaused cause. Something that caused everything to exist and nothing caused it to exist. Can't go back no further than that. You know what I mean? You can have, well, who made that? Well, who made this? Or who made that? You can get it all day long. It's not going to help you at all. You're going to have to come to the point that something was just here. And the only thing that we know that cannot be destroyed or created is energy. Okay? So we conclude that that was here in the beginning. Well, the beginning of motion. Okay? So when we talk about time, we're talking about motion. Time is a measurement of motion. Okay? In different atmospheres and different things, time is measured differently. Okay? So this is why they're talking about Earth time, space time, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Time is measured by how things move, how fast they move, what's blocking it, what's obstructing it, you know, atmosphere struck things. There's no atmosphere in space. Well, there's no atmosphere in space, so naturally things move different in space than they move on the planet, okay? So then we have space-time, okay? I'm making our way into that because it's not the topic for today. We're talking about economics. Let's get right into it. Let's talk about economics. What is economics? Quiet as it's kept. I know they tell you a lot of things about economics, but Elohim says that economics is somebody else working and paying you, or something working and paying you. If you have something working and paying you, you don't have economics. Now, when you think about that, let's put slavery on your mind. When you think about slavery, that's what they're talking about. They were working, right? And the people were getting paid off their work, okay? So they had economics because of the slaves. You know, all they had to do was feed them. You know, they kept the food going, the slaves would work. And a slave was working and wasn't nobody paying them, okay? So the slaves didn't have economics. Slave masters used the slaves for economics, okay? And they're doing the same thing today, but except they're doing it in a different way, since it's against the law for them to actually own property, so they can't do you like they did back in the day. So what they did, they're using economics. They're using economics to use, they're still using slavery, but it's in the form of economics. If I'm paying you $5 an hour and I'm making $100 an hour off your labor, you're basically working and paying me. That's what's going on, you know. But the problem is, everybody don't have access to the system. You look at the commercials. You see what tribe is in the commercials all the time. You don't have a lot of blacks in the commercials. So you don't have a lot of browns and reds and yellows in the commercials. Mostly white. So they're telling you what tribe is dominating. What tribe has more access to the culture or to the system than everybody else. And I believe that that's one of the reasons that they use the labor practices, what they call them, unions. They use unions to help limit who could get in the union and who couldn't. One thing was, you just get in the union or you just unionize, you know? That was their way of literally building the middle class. And the middle class is predominantly European. Well, I don't like to say European, but the middle class is probably from the white tribe, okay? So they're using economics as residual income, basically. That's what's going on. Now, here you are poor, right? Coming from a poor family. They barely made ends meet. They barely had what you need all your life just to get through high school, right? Now, you come out of high school, you say, boy, wait a minute. I don't know how I'm going to get ahead. I don't have money for college. I can't get no loans. Don't have no credit because I haven't done anything to make no credit. You know, I haven't did anything where the colleges will give me grants to go. I'm trying to get grants from the government. It gets a little tricky out there because you want to get into the middle class because they have more access to the system. And here you are coming out of high school, no money, no nothing. Your parents don't have no money. You're saying, well, man, how in the world can I pull myself up from my bootstraps if I don't have no boots or straps? You know, because you're poor. You're coming from a poor family. So you're asking yourself, what should I do? How do I get into school? I mean, I don't have the money to go to college, you know. I don't want to sell illegal drugs, okay? And if you sell legal drugs without their permission, then the legal drugs become illegal too, you know. People who have access to what they're coming from. So now let's, you know, I'm a Bible thumper, so we're going to go to the Bible. Let's deal with the story of Job, all right? Now, there's a whole story in there with Joseph's struggle, okay? Now, the struggle that Joseph went through is based on the dog-eat-dog system that we're under right now. Well, it's not supposed to be a dog-eat-dog system, but that's how the 1% has got it running as a dog-eat-dog system. So it lets you know that if you go through the dog-eat-dog system the way they're telling you, you're going to struggle really, really hard because it's going to be tough. And you're going to be struggling most of your life. A lot of us work all our lives. And all we get, what is it, the gold watch they talk about when we retire? Some of us retire and have to go back to work and get another job just to keep the bills going. See what I'm saying? Now, what the Bible is telling you, okay, now you think about the story of the three little pigs, okay? So the three little pigs, man, come on, what are you talking about? One had a house of wool. One had a house of straw. The big bear wolf blew it down. One had a house of brick. The big bear wolf blew it down. Now, you can get caught up on a story about how to build a house, you follow what I'm saying? Or you can learn the lesson. If you build things on a strong foundation, it would be hard for somebody to tear it down. That's the lesson, okay? Now we get into the story of Joseph. At the end of the story, all that little struggle, the people come against him and all that kind of stuff, he overcame all of that, right? That's the cult. That's the cult practice, the cult teaching. Let's go right to the end of the story. What did he tell Pharaoh? He told Pharaoh, right, to save half, spend half of the crop. Save half, he had a crop for 7 years. He told Pharaoh to do that. Coming from? And that's what Pharaoh did. And everybody was coming to Egypt because the famine was going on. But Pharaoh didn't have the famine because somebody gave him an economic structure, okay, under which to save so that he could save the kingdom. Well, that's what the whole thing is about. That's what we call the 50% budget, okay? The 50% budget is what you need to be on. If you can't at this point save half your money, you're living beyond your means. I don't care how much you make. It don't make no difference. You need to be able to save half of your income in order to get out of this mess. Now, there's two ways to build in this society. You can work, okay, but that's not economic. That's not economics. You having a job is not economics, okay? Let's go. The economics, somebody or something working and paying you, all right? Now, the reason I mentioned the three little pigs, because we're talking about housing, all right? If you bought a property, you're renting the property out. People are working, paying you rent. Now you have what we call residual income. Economics is tied to residual income. What do you mean by residual income, Brother Elohim? Well, what I mean by residual income is like if you make a record, okay? Once you go in and record that record, you get your crew together, you write the record, you get it copywritten, you go in, you sign up with BMI and all these guys, and you record the record, you put the record on the market, all right? You do not have to go through the process of recording that record again, okay? Now you have residual income because every time that record is sold, now they can record the record without you, just copies, make copies and copies of the record. You don't have to do it no more. It's done. That's what we call residual income. When you're making money off something that you only have to do once, that's residual income, and the money keep coming in. Now, money can be residual income. If you've invested your money in something, that money is constantly making money. Now, your money is working for you. That's the key to the whole thing. That's what the 50% budget is centered on. The 50% budget is centered on you saving enough money to get some type of residual income. Everybody can't sing and dance, so everybody ain't making no records. Everybody's not a poet. You know what I mean? Hey, everybody can't sit down and bang no book out. You see where it's coming from? That's just how it is. So what you need to do, right, everybody can purchase property if you have money. You know what I'm saying? It's just that simple. When you come out now, the first thing you have to do, you have to start teaching the little ones. You have to teach them early about the 50% budget. When they come out of high school, maybe coming from a poor family, you know, you don't have all this head money. You know, it's hard to get into school. You don't have the talent. You don't have nothing. You just, you know, coming out trying to make ends meet. You know where I'm coming from? So you tell your children, here's what they can do. They can work two jobs, right? Now, how you work the two jobs so you don't burn yourself out. You only have to do this for a couple of years. 3 years at the most. Joseph told Pharaoh to do it for 7 years. Now, if you did it for 7 years, you'd really be straight. But we recommend 2 to 3 years. Most jobs pay $10,000 a year. Okay? Now, if you work two jobs, that gives you $20,000 a year. So at the end of 2 years, okay, saving half your money, you'd have $20,000 locked in the bank or wherever, on your mattress or wherever you want to put it at. Those people don't trust the bank. But I'm just saying, you'll have $20,000. Now, you take that $20,000. Now, don't go straight to the real estate office. They have sheriffs there and foreclosures where you can go in and bid on property. Okay? Sometimes you can get property for $5,000, $6,000 if you bid on the right property. But you have to do your due diligence. You have to check the property out, see what liens is on the property and all that stuff to make sure before you buy the property. And you look at the property, make sure you go around the back and make sure that the back ain't fell off. You know what I mean? That you don't have a lot of work to do. And this is what you do. Now, if you're just coming out of high school, you done made those 2 years. Okay? You got that $20,000. Now, this is for the parents. Don't be in a hurry to get your children out of the house. Let them stay there until they get settled, all right? But now, your children can't be sitting down in the basement playing video games all day long unless they're going to go into the video market, because there's money in there, too. There's money to play games. People will pay your children to play the games to give them a report on the games that they make. So there's money in there, too. So I'm not downing the children who be in the house playing a video game, but they should have some type of economic mindset when they're doing the video games to make money. You follow what I'm saying? The guys that's playing that's watching the basketball games all the time, they pay people to watch the games to see how things go, to see if there's any corrections that they can make on the videos and all that kind of stuff. You understand what I'm saying? So like Madden with the football, you know what I mean? They pay people to watch those games and tell them what they think is wrong, or if they don't think that Terrell or whatever it is, the football player, is catching the ball right or something, where it don't look like they're catching the ball right, stuff like that there. So there's money to be made there too. But the child has to be thinking in terms of economics. The child has to be thinking in terms of getting paid. That's what I'm saying. So what I'm saying, don't be in a hurry to kick the child out the house. You know, let the child work the two jobs. Right now, if the child is working the two jobs, what the child needs to do, right, so that they don't be working too many double shifts. They don't get no days off. They're working 7 days a week. But they only work one shift for 4 days. And the other 3 days, they have to pull a double. Okay? So they're pulling a double shift for 3 days, and they get a break for 4 days. All right, because they only have to work shift and come home, work one shift and come home. They can sleep, they can relax, you know what I mean? And they can, stack that money. That's what I'm talking about. Now, make sure you give your, if your children are there, make sure they give your parents something for staying there once they start working, you know, don't just work a little. You know, you've been there free for 18 years, 17 years, you start working, making money, kick something back to the parents, you know what I'm saying? Most kind of parents don't even want it, but, you know, give them a little something. They're going to give it back to you anyway because they feed you, you know, all that stuff. So no big deal. But we're talking about the 50% budget. This is how, this is the poor person's way to get out of the ghetto, to get out of where you, well, actually, you don't want to get out of the ghetto when you really stop thinking about it, because the cheapest price, the cheapest houses are in the ghetto. And people in the ghetto have to, they have to pay rent. They're not trying to buy houses and stuff. So you don't want to get out of the ghetto. You want to take control over the ghetto. Hello? Let me say that again. You don't want to get out of the ghetto. You want to take control over the ghetto. Because once you take control over a few properties, okay, you can take one of them little half-expensive houses in the ghetto and funk it out. Trust me, you can live like the way you want to live, and you don't have to move nowhere, if you want to go on fun. So, but the most important thing is that you, it has to be on your mind. You have to be thinking about stuff, and you have to pass this on to your children. Make sure your children know about the 50% budget. Sometimes your child gets lucky. Instead of making a, having a job where they're making $10,000 a year, they might find a job where they're making $20,000 a year, okay? I tell them, don't go out and buy all this expensive stuff. They don't need all that stuff. Just live off the $10,000 a year and put the other one in the bank. That way they don't have to work two jobs. They can just work their one job if they get lucky. You follow what I'm saying? So, but the key is, you want to, in a couple of years, you want to have enough money to go down and bid on some property. Once you own property, the system opens up to you, okay? Now, think about it. If you're paying $500-$600 a month, which is hard to find something $500 a month now, but if you're paying $500 a month for rent, once that money go out, you don't get it back. It's just gone. And once you purchase property, if something happens, you can always sell the property and get your money back. So basically, you're making an investment when you purchase property. That's what I'm talking about. You always have to think about what's going on for tomorrow. It can't be just about today. It has to be about tomorrow. Now, like I said, I'm a Bible thumper. You are a designer, okay? According to Psalms 82, you're God. That's what you are. Now, don't get mad at me. I didn't write it, okay? But you're God. What that means is that the concept that they're giving you of God is actually wrong, because that's not what the Bible says. Okay, you don't have one person is almighty looking over every doggone thing. They'll say only believe in one God, but they're talking about one person. Person is in charge. If Jehovah's in charge, then everybody's dealing with Jehovah. You follow what I'm saying? If someone else is in charge, or Elohim is in charge, then everybody's dealing with Elohim. That's what I'm talking about. But the Bible says that we're all God, which means that you have unlimited potential. And when you think about the way everything got built, it was designed. You are a designer. Think about that. You are a designer. You can sit back and design the type of life that you want to live. Design how you want to live, the way you want to live, what you want to get out of life. You can design a structure to do that. You know, I know we spend so much time. We watch LeBron James. We know his stats, his scores, what he has for breakfast, who he's sleeping with. Everything, but when it comes down to economics and property and real estate and all that, we don't have a clue. We're clueless. We're looking for a job so we can go to the game, sit back, yay, you follow what I'm saying? Unless you're ready to turn pro, duh, or unless you're gambling on the game. If you ain't betting on the game, if you ain't trying to turn pro, you know what I mean? You're in the wrong place at the wrong time. That's what I'm saying, you know? And most of the sports and all that stuff, the 1%, make sure that that's out there because it's a distraction from the real world. The sports arena, the music, all that, that's not the real world. The real world is your politics and your religion. That's the real world. You understand? And that's why they maintain such a control over religion so that the ministers don't teach you the real deal about the book, about the Bible. Now, they know the real deal. Now, trust me, the 1%, if anybody saw the president inauguration, if you saw that Bible that Biden had, you know, they know more about this book than what you think. I would love to get my hands on that Bible he had. That old big thing, a big old Bible, man, I would like to read that. But a fat chance of me doing that. But I'm just saying. That's why when you go into hotels, they got Bibles everywhere. Why are they rubbing this book? because they know it's not a religious book. They know it's a code book. You know what I'm saying? And what I'm giving you, what I'm saying, is just one little code out of the book, out of the story of Joseph, that will help you financially. You'll never be broke. If you got it, what, now stop and think about it for a minute. Wouldn't it be nice if you had all half of all the money that you made so far? It would be great. But you don't, because you didn't know how to read the book. If you knew how to read the book, and the ministers would teach you how to read the book, you'd have plenty of cash in your pocket. You would not be broke, okay? Now, we're talking about economics, but if you have money and you're not healthy, right, you won't be able to enjoy the money. You won't be able to go to work. You won't be able to do what you have to do. None of that will be possible if you're not healthy. Wait a minute. Does the Bible tell you how to eat to be healthy so that you can make this money and do what you have to do? Yes, it does. Genesis 1:29. I've given you herbs and seed-bearing plants for meat. That's your meat, not the flesh. You've been eating animal flesh and pork and beef and chicken and all that stuff, and then by the time you get a little older, you're suffering from diabetes. You got every doggone sickness on the planet. You know what I'm saying? The Genesis diet. That's what a lot of them call it. They're calling it the Genesis diet, but you're not supposed to be eating flesh. You're supposed to be vegetarian, vegan. You know what I mean? They got vegetarians out there eating fish and eggs. I go in the veteran hospital, they have me down as vegetarian. They send me up eggs and fish and stuff. I said, wait a minute. What plant do an egg come from, you know? Or what vegetable do you get a fish from, you know? So I had to put a vegan down there, you know what I mean? Then they were scrambling, trying to figure out what to feed me. They wound up sending me potatoes and crackers and stuff. I'm eating for a whole day until they figure out how to feed me. But I'm just saying. The Bible tells you how to eat so that you can be healthy, so that you don't be running around as a junkie under the drug dealer. Oh, I didn't just say that. Let me say that again. Don't you be running around as a junkie under the drug dealers from the drug salespeople, which are the doctors, okay? The doctors aren't curing anybody. Now, they're the best body mechanics on the planet. Now, if you get cut, shot, stabbed, or something like that there, you know, the doctors, hey, they'll patch you up. They're the best body mechanics on the planet. But when it comes to healing, they're relying on the drug dealer. You know what I'm talking about, the pill pusher. They're a drug dealer, and they want you on some kind of pill before you get 40 or 50. They want you on some kind of pill for the rest of your life. You know what I'm saying? I had a couple of blood clots, right? They wanted to give me blood thinners. I said, how long I got to stay on these blood thinners? I said, oh, probably for the rest of your life. I said, okay, there it is. You know, I'm not going to stay on those blood thinners for the rest of my life. They're not going to make a junkie out of me. But what I'm trying to give you is the code that's in the book. If you read the book, it will enhance your life. It will let you get power. It will bring you into power. Money is good for influence, but money ain't power. Hold on, Brother Elohim. You got enough money, you got power. No, you got enough money to buy influence. Look at the Pope. The Pope got more money than God. I'm talking about the God they be talking about. But when you think about it, the Pope don't have no ships on the sea. He ain't got no jets and planes out there where he can go to war with anybody. He's relying on whoever's running the government to back him and support him, although he's a separate government. Pope has a separate government. They own their own land, the Vatican and all that. They own it. They got their own post office, their own little police force. You know what I'm saying? But Pope ain't got no heat. Pope's influence is strong. It's strong influence. But the Pope don't have no power. You know what I'm saying? Now take the Queen, okay, who's not sitting there as a religious figure. She got power. Now she got power. She can put ships, planes, tanks. You know what I mean? One time they used to say the sun never set on the British Empire. That's because of how much land she was in control of. Right now, she's still in control of a lot of land. I Googled. I was trying to figure out who owned the bank, okay, the Federal Reserve Bank. It's a privately owned bank. I was trying to figure out who owned it. So I'm trying to figure out who owned the Federal Reserve Bank. Come to find out that the Federal Reserve Bank is a trust, and the Congress and the Senate are in control of the Federal Reserve Bank. That's why they're able to put in Alan Greenspan and all these people to run the Federal Reserve Bank. So I said, well, if the Congress and the Senate is in control, well, who owns that? And when it came back on Google, I couldn't believe my mouth dropped open. The Queen owns the United States and the Americas. Now, I'm not making this stuff up. The Queen owns. She's the largest landowner on the planet. Okay? I'm just, you know, that's what's going on. So if the Queen owned all this land, how come you don't have property? How come you're not trying to get property? Why are you not reaching for this stuff if land is so important, all right? You look at some of these cartoons and what they're doing and what they're telling you, they're giving you a message, all right? So don't just watch the message. And that's what the code of the Bible is. You have to watch the message and deal with what's going on. So the Bible is telling you how to get paid, how to save your money, and it's also telling you how to eat so that you'll be healthy enough to work those two jobs or whatever you have to do. You know what I'm saying? Now, let's get further into your economic structure. What you want to do when you first come out, you know, find your three-story property. Bid on a three-story property. Get the three-story property, the first floor and the basement. Okay? You take the first floor and the basement, funk it out. That's like having a two-story house. You just funk it out. That's yours. Now, the second and third floor, you rent out. Now you're staying in this property for free. Don't cost you nothing. Don't pay no gas, no electric. And you got people working and paying you rent. Now you have residual income. You understand what I'm saying? So, and once you do that, now you can go to easier to get properties like two-story houses and stuff like that there. You can get them, you can rent them out, or you can just flip them. But the property is where you generate money. If you don't have the skills and the talent to get into the system where they're giving you grants and everything, you don't come from. As a poor person, you can work your way through. And you only have to work from 2 to 4 years on two jobs if you do the two-job method. Because after the first 2 years, you're going to go buy you some property. And once you get that property, you're going to rent out a couple of rooms or something. If you get a two-story property first instead of a three-story building, then rent out a couple of rooms, $1,000 a month. You get $500 a month, that's $1,000 a month coming in, okay? And you can get three or four of those. You got $4,000 a month coming in. Now you can literally buy the house that you want. You can purchase the house that you want with the two-car garage, swimming pool, the thing in the back that you want. That's how you want to live. That's all I'm saying. You can work your way to that. And you don't have to spend a day in college, okay? You don't have to spend a day in college. But now you can go to college. See what I'm saying? You can enroll in school to further the real estate aspirations that you're doing. Or if you want to do something else, if you like a particular thing, if you like music, you can go to school for music. If you like science or being a doctor or whatever, you can afford to go be a doctor now. You can afford to be a lawyer, whatever you want to be. Or you can just keep the real estate going and make as much money as you want. So you can design your lifestyle, what you want and how you want it. That's what I'm saying. That's what this is all about. You are a designer, okay? Now, if you have a comment or statement, if you want to say anything, you can just press 1 on your dial. Forgot to say that. You can press 1 on your dial and let me know you have a comment or something to say, and then you can go ahead and I'll open up your mic, and you can make a comment or say anything. If you have a business or something, talk about the business, you know, like that, okay? But right now, we're talking about economics. That's why I said, what is economics, and how can the poor people get it? Economics, listen carefully, somebody else working and paying you. That's economics, okay? If you don't have somebody working and paying you, or if you have money working for you, you have something working and paying you, you do not have economics. What you have is a job. If you open up a business and you have to be there day after day after day, you don't. The business is not economics. The business is a job. And so you start making enough money on the business where you can hire somebody to run the business and you don't have to be there. That's why they have managers. you know. Mickey D's, the guy that owned Mickey D's, they don't be there to run all those McDonald's. You know, they franchise what they got. If you're good at something, anything, doesn't matter. If you're good at anything, okay, you can open up a business, get in the sales. You can get in the sales, sell what you want, and you can franchise that particular thing that you're selling. Now, with the advent of the internet right now, opening up your business a little easier because you can run your business on the internet. Okay, you don't have to buy the buildings and all that stuff to run your business. It depends on what you're selling. Okay, now you have to deal with the things that you are selling on the internet, and how you're gonna manufacture. Now you can have Amazon or one of them drop ship. Okay, your products if you're making your products at home. Amazon or one of them can you hook up with Amazon or Walmart or one of them, and they will drop ship your product to the customer, or they will make the money. They will collect the money from you, order the product from you, then you can drop ship the product right to the customer. Okay, but you have to get your business set up to do that. You know, you can't just start making pancakes and want to sell pancakes on Walmart. It don't work that way. You have to have something that you can manufacture and actually mail out and get your mailing business together. But there's so many ways to get paid out here. That's what I'm saying. But you have to be creative. Remember, you are a designer. You can design what you want. You can design things you can design your lifestyle any way that you want. Okay. Basically, what we're talking about is, if you're poor, coming from a poor family, how do you get the money to invest in stuff so that you and your children won't be going through what you're going through for generation after generation after generation? That's what's going on. We've been going through this for generation after generation after generation. And some people get out. You got these basketball players, you know, they buy these $5 million homes, and they buy these $300,000 cars and $2 million boats, and this is what they're purchasing out there, you know? When the same person, they can buy a whole county. If you don't come from, they can buy a county and make that money on a daily basis. But that's not what they're thinking. They're not thinking in terms of, well, who can I help with all this here money? You know what I'm saying? Well, maybe there's a reason for that too, because the government will shut you down. You try to help too many people. But they're not purchasing the type of a land acquisition that will carry their tribe and the tribe and the diaspora of the tribe. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you look at Oprah. I mean, she's not buying some of the stuff that she really should be buying. You know, as far as I know, you know, I don't know exactly what's in her portfolio, but I'm just saying. She should be buying counties are up for sale. You can buy a whole county. We have control over the police force and all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? And we having so much trouble because when we get that money, we don't think in terms of what can I do politically so that my children will be safe in the street. You know, so that I have some control over the mayor, so I have some control over city council, so I have some control over even the block captains. You know, what can I buy so I can have that kind of influence in the area that I live? Now, they're moving into these places where they got this little land out here with swimming pools and all that. But if they bought a whole county, they can literally set that up in the county. That way they have control over the judges. They have control over the city council. The thinking process, our thought process has to change. Talking about economics, but, you know, we have to deal with politics because politics is controller who have access to the system, who have access to the money. This is your country, period. Okay, this country is a trust, and the Constitution is a trust. Is a trust indenture agreement that the trust managers that you vote for, they have to take an oath to follow the trust, which is the Constitution. All right, So the country is yours. You can run the doggone thing if you're getting out there trying to vote all the time, okay? Now, I'm having a little problem here. So I might not be able to vote a full hour. We have about 15 minutes left. So I might have to cut, I might have to close out just a little bit early. Just bear with me here. But we're trying to be here every day. And it's it's a lot easier than it sounds, you know, bringing the show to you every day. But we're going to be here every day, if not as possible. Now, I'm in the process of cutting another album. I have one album on the market. It's called, it's a gospel album. It's called Jesus is Coming. It's on Spotify. It's on YouTube. It's on eBay. It's everywhere else. And I want to purchase it. And it depends on where you purchase it. eBay is $25. Amazon, I think it's just $18. Walmart charging? I think Walmart's charging $15 for it. So it just depends on what outlet that you use to get the album from. But we do have the album on the market, Elohim Christ, that's my stage name. And that's how we pay for what we do. So that and books, Elohim, Tyrannical Scriptures, part two, that's on the market as well. Okay, it's called The Christ is Coming. Interesting reading. It tells you a lot about what's going on, who's who and what's what, who you are. That's the most important. You need to find out who you are and why you're here. You know what I mean? They run around like it's a mystery why you're here, you know? If they know, if you knew how the things were set up and how things were made, then you'll know why you're here. It's not that complicated. We get into that mostly on Sunday when we talk about the Bible 2.0, because the Bible is a very, very powerful book. I know a lot of people are putting it down. It bothers me that they don't, I don't read that book no more. I don't deal with that book no more because they don't, the ministers aren't teaching them how to read it. The ministers got them locked into the occult situation in the book, which is a lot of the stories are just occult references, and they're not dealing with the power that come out of the book, okay? Now, since we're talking about money, the story of Moses. Oh, man, they go through so much with the story of Moses, you know, but at the end of the story, what was it all about? It was about setting up a central banking system. That's what Moses did. He set up a centralized banking system. Now, the black tribe, brown tribe, red tribe, yellow tribe, they're here. Where is their centralized banking system? Okay? The people at Rosewood had the right idea. They call it Little Wall Street. But they burned it to the ground. The Europeans burned it to the ground because they didn't want you to get the message. They don't want you to come up from the slavery mindset or from the economic slavery that they have you in right now. But you can break that by dealing with residual income. Find some way to have something working and paying you that you don't have to do it all the time. You have to work 8-20 hours a day just to make money to put on the table. So I'm just saying you have to upgrade your mindset and get into these things. You have to start thinking about it. And don't forget about politics. Politics is important. You have to know who you're voting for. These judges out here killing, locking the children up for no reason. I mean, they're locking them up, giving them too long of sentences for some little stupid stuff that they be doing, especially when they're young and don't know no better. You follow what I'm saying? Lock one lady up for stealing a coat. They gave her 20 years for stealing a coat. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she could have made restitution on the coat rather spend 20 years in jail. Why would a judge give a woman 20 years for stealing a doggone coat? I mean, you know, here you got the Republicans up there stealing millions of dollars and they getting out scot-free. Ain't going to jail for nothing, you know? I ain't going to mention no names, but you know what I'm talking about out there. They're stealing all the doggone money. You know what I mean? And they're not going to jail for anything. They're blocking them. Won't let them go to jail. Won't let it come up to court. Won't let it go to trial. All that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Because, one person said the nuts are running the nut house. If the nuts are running the same as flower. So, I mean, what can I tell you? It's crazy out here. But basically what we want to do, we want to be here every day. My folks are a little parched because, like I said, I'm in the process of cutting the album and all that. And over with my vocal cords, I was wasn't even on the air for about almost 3 weeks. I wasn't able to get on the air because my vocals were screwed up. And I'm looking for a co-host, so all you on the line here, anybody want to be a co-host for the show, hey, the number is 215-758-1703. Just call in, okay? okay, like I said, I might not be able to say, we got about 15 minutes left. So I'm just going to reiterate just a little bit what we talked about, okay? 50% budget, very important. That's the story of Joseph. Then have faith in it, okay? How to eat, Genesis 1:29, stop eating flesh. these are things that's in the Bible, okay? You are God, Psalm 82. That tells you that you have unlimited potential. You are a designer. You can design your life to be and do whatever you want it to do, but you have to be thinking about these things. You know, first you have to know who you are. That means that based on who you are, based on who the Bible says you are, you can do whatever you want. You have the potential to do anything, you know? Now, man can't fly. Man or woman, we can't fly. You go outside and flap your arms all day long, you're not going anywhere. I say this all the time because I want to stay at home. You can flap your arms, but it's not natural for man or woman to fly like a bird. But as a God, you can design a plane to fly where you want to fly. You can design jets. You can design clothes. You can design shoes. You can design whatever you want to get done what you want to do. Nature, see, nature doesn't control God. It controls men and women. So if you run around here thinking you're a man, thinking you're a woman, then you're under nature. And you have to deal with what's natural and what's not natural, okay? But when you realize that you are God, that means that you made nature. So you are in control over nature. They got machines that will make they got machines that will make it rain. They got machines that make earthquakes. Then they call extremely low frequency machines that do different things. You know, you can look some of this stuff up. But they're getting to the point that nature, the 1% know that they're God. Now, I know that when I was growing up, they had stores. Some of the stores are still here. Lord and Taylor. They used to make the slaves call them master. You know what I'm saying? Because they know who they are. You don't know who you are because they got you thinking there's some almighty thing up there that's watching their every move, you know, and determine your destiny. The only person that determines your destiny is that person in the mirror. You have total control over you, over the flesh thing that you're living in. You have total control over all that. You can design the type of life that you want. Just think about what you want. Now, one way to think about it, you have to sit in the middle of a circle. Watch everybody go around and around. See how they're getting what they're getting. Everybody, you have to study. See how they're getting what they're getting and prepare yourself. And once you prepare, reach up and grab what you want, and you'll be able to hold on to it. Don't get on the outside of the circle and go around and around like a hamster on a wheel chasing what you want. Prepare for what you want and reach up and grab it. You can have whatever you want, okay? Now, this is Thursday. Yeah, today is Thursday. Yeah, today is Thursday. So we're talking about economics. We're going to be talking about money every Thursday. Now, if you learn some things about money and you want to add to the conversation, you know, hit one on your dial and jump in. You know, help a brother out. You know, nobody knows everything. You follow what I'm saying? We're dealing with the stock market. We're dealing with the Bitcoin market. We're dealing with Univow. We're dealing with all kinds of stuff that's out there, which you can use to make money. You follow what I'm saying? But once you deal with the stock market, you got to remember that you're gambling. And you have to be careful when you're gambling because you can lose everything that you have. The two jobs, buying a building, not a gamble. Well, everything is a gamble, but that's a sure bet. Because you're paying for something, you got it in your hand, you can work it and do what you have to do to make it work out for you. That's what it's all about, okay? Now remember, if you have a comment, say, if you have something to say, you can always hit one on your dial. Hit one. I open up the mic. You can make a comment if you want to give a shout out or whatever. But we're going to be here every day. All right. Now, Well, I can't be here tomorrow because I have to. This is interesting. My great granddaddy is having a fashion show, and I'm going to be the DJ for her. That's tomorrow. I couldn't resist it, you know. Now, if her mother and if her grandmother and her mother come, there'll be four generations in one building doing something. And my great grandchildren, they don't need me that much. So when they call, hey, I got to step up, you know. So I won't be on the air Friday. I'll be at the fashion show with them. Okay, but we're here. This is your brother Elohim. Like I said, I'm gonna have to time out just a little early. But remember, don't forget the 50% button. That's so important. I don't care how much you make. I don't care if you're making $100,000 a year. Okay, put yourself on the 50% button. You got people making $70,000-$80,000 a year, living paycheck to paycheck. Because they're buying all this here stuff that they don't actually need at the particular point. You know what I mean? You have to get the residual income. You have to get that money working for you. You have to get the money. You have to get things working for you. You need economics. You need that residual income. And this is what you have to have, okay? So with that, we're going to be signing off. Like I said, I'm going to have to leave just a couple minutes early because everything's going on over here. So I have walked the path of divine energy today and did not break the universal law of reap what you sow. All energy went out for a divine purpose, and I will reap what I have sown this day. All that I have put out, I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written. So let it be done. This is your brother, Elohim. I love you. Remember, our motto, love is the act to make others feel good. So if you're not committing acts to make other people feel good, you know, then you're not showing them your love. So go out and tomorrow and have a feel good day. I love a few people. This is Brother Elohim. We will chit chat, not tomorrow, but we chit chat Saturday. Saturday will be about Black history. Okay, we're going to be talking about history Saturday. So if you know some things about history, you want to chime in, help us out, you know what I mean? Give Brother a hand. That'll be fine. Then just come on and join in the show, and we'll be talking about the accomplishment of Black people, which is world history. So that's the next time I'll be on the Saturday. So I will be chit-chatting with you guys Saturday. Just remember, love is acting, that was so good. Much love.